Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I'm your host, Jay, and I welcome you to yet another great show. I am glad that you guys were able to join us again. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're definitely going to touch the elections, the local elections. We got to keep educating each other on what needs to happen in these local elections for you guys to understand that that's the only way we're going to be able to progress. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm taking calls if you guys want to call in. We'll see how that goes. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about yesterday we talked about some community leaders, and I think I ruffled some feathers. I'm not going to tell you some of the emails I got or some of the text on the side that I got, but we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So I'm going to ruffle some more feathers today. Because we're going to talk a little bit about that, and it is what it is. Number to call is 845-277-9428. I don't really, at this point, it doesn't matter if some feathers are ruffled. Maybe that'll make you get up and do something that you know you should be doing or stop doing what you have been doing. Again, that number is 845-277-9428. Then we're going to talk. I'm going to play a clip. It's about... It's about religion. It's touchy. I'm probably going to make some people mad today, but it's okay. I'm going to give you the information. That's what I always do. I give you the information, and then I want you to do what you want to do with the information. I want you to take the information, process it, just look at it, analyze it, and see if it really applies to you, you know? So that number again is 845-277-9428. Very interesting, very, very, very interesting video or a clip that I am going to play. And I hope you guys are really, really open mind and can definitely understand where I'm coming from. All right. So this is Wednesday, hump day. We're going to see if we can hump. We'll get done on today's show. Number to call is 845-277-9428. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
I mean, can you honestly look me in my face and tell me that when I come up here,
good job,
that you don't think it's for you?
I mean, really? I mean, really?
You know what I'm trying to say? I want to see you. I saw you. Look in my way. I'm trying to free you. You want to get away any day? I'll be your relief. I ain't got tricks on my sleeve. But I got treats. We can cruise to the beach. If you're in the muse, tell me where you want to be. I'll take you there. We can go anywhere. I mean anywhere. I got time, shit. I'll be your night angel. Be numerous. You let
roses,
songs that we can sing. Look what you gotta say, a yay or a nay. I hope you don't stray and go the wrong way. You know it feels right, so don't be a dyke. I can wait for the love and settle for the life. I'm doing this because I settle for the types that saw me as a buzz, a high to their life. Now I know what's up, being fly ain't enough unless you got wings and was sent from above. I'll be uniting, shining armor if you let me. I won't harm you. We can grow closer and stronger. I just want to know if you're ready. Come on, let's go. If you're ready, we can go there. There is so much that we can share. It's a go right here. The lifestyle is a yes. We can be the best, or better yet, the greatest. Everything fresh. We can make the haters put the bullshit to rest.
The haters put the bullshit to rest. Nah, I don't see that shit happening. But, we gon' still do us anyway. You ready? Let's get up out of here. Let's get out of here.
Blog Talk Radio. Live Alkaline Water is a family-owned, father and son business operated by Mr. Robert McCray, where he was proudly appointed by his great-grandparents to continue their journey of life, love, and respect. Live Alkaline Water is manufactured at the packaging property. Therefore, no chemicals are used in the treatment of the water. That's right, Live Alkaline Water is 100% pure from mineral beds 800 feet below ground. To learn more about this healthy way to enjoy pure alkaline water, call to speak to a representative at area code 336-775-7501. That number again is area code 336-775-7501. Or to contact Robert McCray himself, send an email to emaulel9@gmail.com. Again, that's emaulel9@gmail.com. And remember, eat right, drink right, think right.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Guys, I really appreciate you continuing to support the show. But what I really need is I need for you guys to support the Independent Artist Festival. This is our seventh Independent Artist Festival coming up in May. And we're hoping it to be an outside event. It's going to be really awesome. I think you guys are going to like the caliber of entertainment that we bring to you this year. I'm hoping you do, because I got a couple surprises in there, hopefully. But I need, you know, the support. You know, you guys can easily support. You can donate. You can send it to Cash App at J Radio Show on Cash App, or you can just inbox me on Facebook at James J Radio. Inbox me and just tell me how you prefer to do whatever it is you want to do for the show. I'm telling you, there is a lot of great, great, great talent in this area, and we need to stop worrying about going to the other areas and bringing talent in or whatever the case may be. We got talent right here. We need to showcase. One of the problems is that we don't support one another, and you guys know this, and I'm talking to the black community right now. Y'all, we don't support one another like we should. We do not support one another like we should, and we should do a little bit better. You got to think outside the box. You got to think outside the box and know that whatever you do, you're doing it, and you're doing it in good faith, and you're trying to get some positive overtones going on in your community, you know? But we have to stop hating on one another. We have to stop waiting on one another to fail. Before I go into this clip I want to play for you guys, just to get your opinion on some things, let's talk a little bit about the local elections. On yesterday's show, I did tell you, I said that it's very important for you guys to understand who you're voting for. It's very important for you to know a little bit about the people you're voting for. Stop going in here voting for people because they black, white, green, blue, purple. Stop, because that don't work all the time. I'm telling you it don't work. Because if it did, we wouldn't be in the situations we are in right now in our communities across this nation. So stop doing that. Start making sure that the people running for office have your best interests. I keep telling you that they're going to work your agenda and not theirs. That's not much to ask. And if they are true, if they are true to helping those that are in need, to securing a great future for our young people, for making our neighborhoods, our communities look a lot better than what they are, then they won't mind. They won't mind you wanting to know what their agenda is or what's on the agenda. But y'all got to stop going in here and just voting for anybody. You got to stop talking about, I'm telling you, it's the funniest thing I ever seen. I always see people who say they went and voted, they say, I went with my cousin or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, okay, well, good. I hope your vote counts for you. I never ask nobody who they voted for because I just think that's rude. I think it's very rude to ask somebody who they voted for. It ain't none of your business who they voted for. But when you talk to people about voting and you hear them say, yeah, man, we went in there. We knew who we was going to vote for. We were going to vote straight ticket. I say, Lord, have mercy. Who taught you that? Stop doing that. I'm not telling you to vote outside of what you believe in. But what I'm telling you is to vote smart. Vote smart, y'all. Make sure that what you are doing, you're doing it for a reason that's close to your heart. That you're doing it for a reason because you see a need in the community. How many of you people understand that there are still communities out here where, you know, elderly people don't even want to sit on their front porches because they're scared of what's going on in their community? You stand in doorways and you can look on the corners and you can see young teenage pregnancies, high school dropouts at an alarming rate, drugs, crime, prostitution. Why? Who wants to live in areas like that? Who wants to live in areas like that? I wouldn't. But it's up to us to make sure that those areas do not take over where we live. And the only way we can do better, guys, is if we put people in office that has our agenda. I keep telling y'all that. Stop worrying about these people who say that they are protecting the community because they are community activists. Y'all know my spiel on community activists. We talked about it last show. Y'all know how I feel about that. Y'all know how I feel about people who say they want to help others who are in need but ask for money to help someone. I think that's some junk. If you're going to help somebody, you're helping them because you want to help them. You're helping them because you have the means to help them. You're helping them because you have no fear in helping them. You don't help them because they're going to give you some money. Y'all, it's a lot of those guys and gals running around here that's doing that. You don't do that. You don't do that. As I said before, out there in the universe, whatever you want to believe, it comes back to you. It comes back to you. And if you don't believe me, you start spearing dirt. And you see what happens. It gets back to you. All right, enough of that. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later on in the show. But religion. I know we all have different views on the creator and who's really in control. There's different views. I mean, let's be honest. You have Muslims, Christians, Jews, Catholics, Baha'i faith. You have Rastafarians. You have so many different people who believe differently. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing bad about that, because trust me, I want everyone understand that no one on this show will ever judge who it is that you pray to or believe in or whatever the case may be. But I come across this clip, and it's very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. I want you to listen to this clip. It's a different view. Now, like I said, I'm not saying this is how it is. I'm just giving you the information and wanting you to do with what you want to do with the information. Process it the way you want to. But I think it's very interesting, and it's very interesting to talk about with other people. You'll learn a lot about people when you start finding out how they think existence really is to them. So here's the clip on religion, and we'll talk a little bit about it, all right? That language, I didn't know that was at the beginning of that clip.
Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and kick and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time.
Thank you.
We're going to move up a little bit, all right?
They say no.
This is the sun. As far back as 10,000 BC, history is abundant with drawings and writings reflecting people's respect and adoration for this object. And it's difficult to understand why, as every morning the sun would rise, bringing vision, warmth, and security, saving man from the cold, blind, predator-filled darkness of night. Without it, the cultures understood, the crops would not grow, and life on the planet would not survive. These realities make the sun the most adored object of all time. Likewise, they were also very aware of the stars. The tracking of the stars allowed them to recognize and anticipate events which occurred over long periods of time, such as eclipses and full moons. They in turn cataloged celestial groups into what we know today as constellations. This is the cross of the zodiac, one of the oldest conceptual images in human history. It reflects the sun as it figuratively passes through the 12 major constellations over the course of a year. It also reflects the 12 months of the year, the four seasons, and the solstices and equinoxes. The term zodiac relates to the fact that constellations were anthropomorphized, or personified, as figures or animals. In other words, the early civilizations did not just follow the sun and stars, they personified them with elaborate myths involving their movements and relationships. The sun, with its life-giving and saving qualities, was personified as a representative of the unseen creator or God, God's sun, the light of the world, the savior of humankind. Likewise, the 12 constellations represented places of travel for God's sun, and were identified by names, usually representing elements of nature that happened during that period of time.
I told you, I must have made some people mad already. They all fell off.
Who brings the spring rains?
This ain't for me, guys. This is just information. Just take it. Roll with it.
This is Horus. He is the sun god of Egypt of around 3000 BC. He is the sun anthropomorphized, but his life is a series of allegorical myths involving the sun's movement in the sky. In the ancient hieroglyphics in Egypt, we know much about the solar messiah. For instance, Horus, being the sun or the light, had an enemy known as Set, and Set was the personification of the darkness or night. And, metaphorically speaking, every morning Horus would win the battle against Set.
Now, listen to this.
While in the evening, Set would conquer Horus and send him to the underworld. It's important to note that dark versus light, or good versus evil, is one of the most ubiquitous mythological dualities ever known, and is still expressed on many levels to this day. Broadly speaking, the story of Horus is as follows. Horus was born on December 25th of the Virgin Isis Mary. His birth was accompanied by a star in the east, and upon his birth he was adored by three kings. At the age of 12, he was a prodigal child teacher. At the age of 30, he was baptized by a figure known as Anup, and thus began his ministry. Horus had 12 disciples he traveled about with, performing miracles such as healing the sick and walking on water. Horus was known by many gestural names such as the Truth, the Light, God's Anointed Son, the Good Shepherd, the Lamb of God, and many others.
Uh-oh.
After being betrayed by Typhon, Horus was crucified, buried for 3 days, and thus resurrected. These attributes of Horus, whether original or not, seem to permeate many cultures of the world, for many other gods are found to have the same general mythological structure. Attis of Phrygia, born of the Virgin Nana on December 25th, crucified, placed in a tomb, and after 3 days, resurrected. Krishna of India, born of the Virgin Devaki, with a star in the east, signaling his coming. He performed miracles with his disciples, and upon his death, was resurrected. Dionysus of Greece, born of a virgin on December 25th, was a traveling teacher who performed miracles such as turning water into wine. He was referred to as the King of Kings, God's only begotten Son, the Alpha and Omega, and many others. And upon his death, he was resurrected. Mithra of Persia, born of a virgin on December 25th, he had 12 disciples and performed miracles. And upon his death, was buried for 3 days and thus resurrected. He was also referred to as the Truth, the Light, and many others. Interestingly, the sacred day of worship of Mithra was Sunday. The fact of the matter is, there are numerous saviors from different periods from all over the world which subscribe to these general characteristics. The question remains, why these attributes? Why the virgin birth on December 25th? Why dead for 3 days in the inevitable resurrection? Why 12 disciples or followers? To find out, let's examine the most recent of the solar messiahs. Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary on December 25th in Bethlehem. His birth was announced by a star in the east, which three kings or magi followed to locate and adorn a new savior. He was a child teacher at 12. At the age of 30, he was baptized by John the Baptist and thus began his ministry. Jesus had 12 disciples, which he traveled about with, performing miracles, such as healing the sick, walking on water, raising the dead. He is also known as the King of Kings, the Son of God, the Light of the World, the Alpha and Omega, the Lamb of God, and many, many others. After being betrayed by his disciple Judas and sold for 30 pieces of silver, he was crucified, placed in a tomb, and after 3 days, was resurrected and ascended into heaven. First of all, the birth sequence is completely astrological.
The Listen to this.
Is Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky, which on December 24th aligns with the three brightest stars in Orion's belt. These three bright stars in Orion's belt are called today what they were called in ancient times, the Three Kings. And the Three Kings and the brightest star, Sirius, all point to the place of the sunrise on December 25th. This is why the Three Kings follow the star in the east in order to locate the sunrise. The Virgin Mary is the constellation Virgo, also known as Virgo the Virgin. Virgo in Latin means virgin. Virgo is also referred to as the house of bread, and the representation of Virgo is a virgin holding a sheaf of wheat. This house of bread and its symbol of wheat represents August and September, the time of harvest. In turn, Bethlehem, in fact, literally translates to house of bread. Bethlehem is thus a reference to the constellation Virgo, a place in the sky, not on Earth. There is another very interesting phenomenon that occurs around December 25th, or the winter solstice.
Listen to this, guys.
From the summer solstice to the winter solstice, the days become shorter and colder. And from the perspective of the northern hemisphere, the sun appears to move south and get smaller and more scarce. The shortening of the days and the expiration of the crops when approaching the winter solstice symbolize the process of death to the ancients. It was the death of the sun. And by December 2nd, the sun's demise was fully realized. But the sun, having moved south continually for 6 months, makes it to its lowest point in the sky. Here a curious thing occurs. The sun stops moving south, at least presumably, for 3 days. And during this three-day pause, the sun resides in the vicinity of the Southern Cross, or Crux, constellation. And after this time, on the 25th, the sun moves 1 degree, this time north, foreshadowing longer days north and spring. And as it was said, the sun died on the cross, was dead for 3 days, and he'd be resurrected or born again. This is why Jesus and numerous other sun gods share a crucifixion, three-day death, and resurrection concept. It is the sun's transition period before it shifts its direction back into the northern hemisphere, bringing spring and thus salvation. However, they did not celebrate the resurrection.
We're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. And it's interesting, isn't it? Now, I don't want you guys to think that that's how I feel about God. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I believe in God. Tell you right now, I believe in God. I know a lot of my listeners believe in God. And I know God exists. But it's very interesting when you can get a different view of someone else who don't think like you. Now, all the things that he's saying, it made sense. It made perfect sense what he was saying. And not to the fact where I think you're going to denounce what you think or what you feel or how you feel about your religious practices. I'm not asking anybody to do that. But what I am asking is to think outside the box. And I'm asking you this is because the reason I'm asking you this is because it's this type of rhetoric, which, I mean, I don't think he said nothing offensive yet in this video, but we can't talk on this level. This is the level of talk that breaks lots of friendships, long-lasting friendships. I never realized how quick you will lose a friend talking about religion and politics. Now, the politics part is comical to me. I would never, ever try to come at somebody crooked because of the political view, because I know people are who they are. You like who you like. The reasons you like them definitely don't make sense all the time, but you can't sit and argue with someone that doesn't have the tools to argue or win the argument, for one, or you can't be sane with someone who speaks insane, or that will make you just like them. So that's why I say you have to take people for who they are and keep on moving. No, you know what you know. No, you're going to put what you know into the minds and hearts of the people that's around you, especially your seeds, your young people. You're going to put that into them. But to try to argue with someone who talks insanely, nah, that'll make you act just like them. But religion on a different hand is very interesting, because when you start speaking religion to people, you will quickly find out if that person who said they believe in God, if that person truly, truly practiced what they preach. When you can talk to someone that's of a different faith than you, and you see no fault in them, but you talk God with them, that lets me know that you got God in you. And I got some friends like that. I got some friends. Let me tell you, I got homies like that, that we can talk religion at any given moment, and we never walk away angry with each other because we think differently. Who does that? If that was the case, Jesus would have been mad the whole time he lived. But Jesus didn't preach hate. Jesus didn't preach anger. He taught love. And that's one of the major things that people tend to forget when they're walking around here talking about Jesus is the reason for the season and all that. And Christmas has become one of the worst holidays ever to deal with people. And they sitting up talking about Jesus is the reason for the season, but we'll cuss you out if you get in front of them at Walmart. Jesus ain't no reason for the season, not for you, if you're doing that. But these are the things that we need to really look at. And people will hate you forever if you disagree with how they worship, if you don't worship like them. People will move away from you for a long time, if not for the rest of their living days, which is cynical to me, because it's not meant for that. Religion is not meant to be a divider. Somebody has carefully orchestrated the trickery of making it a dividing. I just put it that way. There's some things I wanted to say, but I'm not going to say them on air. They have orchestrated a very good way of dividing people by religion. And we read our Bibles, we read our Qurans, we read our whatever holy book, the Torahs, we read whatever holy book that's connected to our faith. We read those. We believe what's in those holy books because there's much truth in all of them. But we don't live what we read. And I know what somebody going to tell me. Somebody will tell me, well, you know what? We fall short of the glory of God every day. That's why we can repent. And I'm not making fun of nobody, y'all. But them be the main ones. Them be the main ones that will tell you you going to hell if you don't stop doing this and stop doing that. And then they go back and they do the same thing, but they do it behind closed doors. I don't fault them, but I do laugh at them because I think it's very comical. I think it's very comical when someone see me with my kufi on out in public and they look at me like I'm crazy. What is that he got on his head? I think it's comical because, for one, you should know. For two, you should have a heart. If your heart is of God, you wouldn't be asking that. You would be saying, hey, let me talk to you a little bit. Or let's talk a little bit. Let's talk God a little bit. And wouldn't walk away angry. See, and I'm saying all this, guys. I'm saying all this because these are the things that keep us divided as a people. Religion keeps us divided as a people, y'all. more so, more than politics. Religion keeps us divided. We are so wrapped up in how someone else is, how someone else pray, to where we can't concentrate on what needs to be done within ourselves and our communities. But then we want to complain when there's a bunch of stuff going on around us that we don't like, when we got all the power to fix it, when we got all the power to determine what happens with our young people. Instead of worried about somebody's praying habits, we could be fighting for better education. We could be fighting for better pay for our teachers. We could be fighting for better jobs in our communities. We could be fighting for better living conditions. We could be fighting for those things. But you know what? Those things go under the radar because someone else walks into a room full of Muslims, a Christian walks in, or a room full of Christians, a Muslim walks in. All of the problems that matter go out the door. But yet and still, you want to pop your collar and still say that you are a man or a woman of God. And boy, I tell you, I don't understand how you live with yourself. Now, I ain't saying I'm perfect. Trust me, I'm not saying I'm perfect. But what I am going to say is that you're not going to ever catch me bash another way, another person's path to God. Never. I would never bash someone's path to God because their path to God is their path to God. It might not be your path. You might not see the things that they see, feel the things they feel, or hear the things they hear. So what you can do is walk your walk the best way you can. Show your children to walk that walk the best way that they can with God. And if a man or woman stumble on the way, then you pick them up. You pick them up. No matter, you don't pick them up and say, hey, what church you go to? You know what? Let's talk about that a minute. I can't stand to meet a person, and the first thing they holler is, what church you go to there, brother? And then when you tell them, they look at you like you don't fell off a stupid rock. Let me tell you a story one time, guys. One time, my wife was in the mall. This is when the mall had the little nail salon in there in Gastonia. And my wife was in there getting her nails done. So me and my boys, my boys were little at the time. We were standing out. We was waiting on them. Look, I was being a good husband. We were waiting. And my whole left side was hurting, too, sitting up there waiting. I ain't had no chair or nothing. But anyway, we were sitting there, and a guy walks up to me. Black guy. Black guy walks up to me. And we just start talking about the mall and about the respect that young people these days and then about 45 minutes. We talked straight. Now, he didn't initially ask that. He didn't even ask my name. But after we talked about 45 minutes, he looked at me. I think he was getting ready. Yeah, he was getting ready to go. He was getting ready to go. And he walked. He said, well, what's your name, by the way? And I said, Muhammad. I said, James. He said, James? I said, yeah. He said, what's that last name? I told him. This man looked at me and said, where you get a name like that? I said, that's my name. Well, what church you go to? I said, well, we go to the mosque. Well, what the crap is that? So I told him. This man had the audacity to look me in my eye in front of my children and tell me, oh, man, if I'd have known all that, we wouldn't have talked this long. I could have stuck the right part of my foot all the way up his tail and choke him with it. But you know what? I said, you have a good day, sir. My kids were too little at the time to understand what had just happened. But y'all, when I tell you that people will make you feel like you have no clue to which way you're going, it is very true. And when you put religion in the mix, people have a way of trying to make you feel like you're less than them. That is not godly love. Religion you are. That's not godly love. You mean to tell me if somebody falls off the top of their house and they land in their front yard, which I hope that never happens to no one that listens to the show or anybody, but if that happens and you're jogging and you see them out there, you going to run up to them and say, sir, 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 or ma'am, what church you go to before you help them to determine if you're going to help them? If someone tells me that they would do that, I don't even want to be your friend. I mean, talk to me. How this thing works. It's not how it works. I don't care what religion you are. If you need help and I can give you help, I'm going to give you help. If I can't give you the help, I'm going to find somebody to give you that help, and I'm going to wait till they can get that help to you. I don't care what church you go to or what mosque you go to or how you pray or what you call God. And let's get this straight, y'all. Allah is Arabic for God. Y'all stop being ignorant. Stop going around here talking about you got a different God than me. And stop, stop. That lets me know that you don't know what the crap you doing yourself. Lets me know that you are just following. I'm not saying that you have to, like, dismay everything your leaders in your churches and your mosques tell you, but you need to go read for yourself also. You got to get understanding for self. How you going to get understand? How you going to understand something somebody sitting in the pulpit telling you when you ain't tried to even understand for yourself? Your ministers, pastors, imams, whatever you want to call them, they are there for guidance. They are there to bring the word to you, whatever word that is. Your job is to receive it, study it, live it, and love it. That's what your job is. Your job is not to just love it while you're sitting in that building and jumping up and down and talking about the Spirit on you and praying to Allah that this, that, and other is going to happen for you. That's not your job to do that show boat right there. And then when you get out there, be like, oh, I don't know what Sister Glenda had on. She don't look, make no sense what she wearing. That don't, what? Y'all, I'm telling you, I see these things. I've seen it. I don't know what Brother Muhammad come up in here smelling like that for. Y'all, I'm telling you, y'all might think I'm tripping right now, but I have seen these things. I have heard these things. I have heard these things out in the parking lot of some of these churches and mosques. And then they turn around and you say something to them. Yeah, brother, what do you need? Yeah, brother, what do you need? Like they all holy. Boy, I ain't never in my life seen so much buffoonery. And it's this buffoonery that will break up years and years of friendships. I'll tell y'all another story. And I think we talked about this before on the show. But there was a time where there were some people painting their face black at their church. And and I'm not going to call everybody's name that was involved in that. But I showed up at the press conference. I was one of the organizers of the press conference where we talked about it. And some of the leaders of the local churches were there. And the first thing they said to me was, why are you here? Church issue. I said, a church issue? I said, somebody painting their face black is a black issue to me. I said, that church stuff comes secondary. I said, I'm here because I'm offended too, but this is a church issue. You don't need to be here. To make a long story short, the pastor of that church did not want that to happen, and he definitely was hurt about it. the media, all the local news wanted to talk to him. He wouldn't talk to nobody. But guess who he called in the middle of the night to issue the apology to and wanted me to make sure that I related to the media? Little old me. The one that shouldn't even been there in the beginning. He wanted me to relay that. I'm telling you, if you truly are seeking a relationship with God and you are truly trying to live that relationship with God, it shows. It shows. You don't have to go out here and do all this hallelujah, jump up, kiss my robe and all this. You ain't got to do all that. Y'all, I don't even know how we got off into this long tangent, but I just wanted you to know that I'm playing this clip because I just want you to see a different person's view on spirituality. Sometimes I think it's refreshing to see somebody else's view on spirituality. And when you sit and think about it, you will say to yourself, wow, we are not that far off. We are not that far off. Instead of saying, if you don't get out of here with that backwater mess. Y'all, sometimes we too holy for our own good. We too holy for our own good. Sometimes we forget that before God made us holy, he made us human. We forget that. We forget that sometimes we're going to make those mistakes. We forget that we're not going to be perfect every day. We can strive for it. We're not going to be perfect every day. But I'll say this. So there's no doubters. And I teach my children this. We are to live our lives just like Jesus. Because he did live the perfect life. He was an example of love, peace, and harmony. He displayed that. So we're taught. So why not try to be the same in that aspect? Why not love people instead of worried about who they pray to? I think it's crazy. Number to call, 845-277-9428. We're going to go to a quick commercial and we come back. And I'm going to play a little bit more of that clip and we're going to talk a little bit more about it, okay? You're definitely alive in the day with Jay.
My hand, so I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands. That's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058, Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
That number again is 845-277-9428. Before we left, we were talking a little bit about how religion and how people have different paths. I want to play just a little more of this clip, and I hope that I'm not going to be able to play too much more. We'll play some more on tomorrow's show, but I want to play a little bit more of this clip. You know, it just talked about how the sun set and this, that, and other, how Jesus and all these other people have a similar story. So I just want to play a little bit more, and then we'll get ready to close out the show.
Until the spring equinox, Easter. This is because at the spring equinox, the sun officially overpowers the evil darkness, as daytime thereafter becomes longer in duration than the night, and the revitalizing conditions of spring emerge. Now, probably the most obvious of all the astrological symbolism around Jesus regards the 12 disciples. They are simply the 12 constellations
of the
zodiac, which Jesus, being the sun, travels about with. In fact, the number 12 is replete throughout the Bible. Coming back to the cross of the zodiac, the figurative life of the sun, this was not just an artistic expression or tool to track the sun's movement. It was also a pagan spiritual symbol, the shorthand of which looked like this. This is not a symbol of Christianity. It is a pagan adaptation of the cross of the zodiac.
I think that's more coincidence than anything, y'all. That's my view on that. I just think that's coincidence.
Early occult art is only shown with his head on the cross, for Jesus is the Son of God, the light of the world, the risen Savior, who will come again, as it does every morning. The glory of God, who defends against the works of darkness, as he is born again every morning, and can be seen coming in the clouds up in heaven with his crown of thorns or sun rays.
Ooh, boy. I'm going to stop it right there. We definitely need to finish this up tomorrow. Because I think that it's very interesting. I think that it's worthy to talk about. And I think that we definitely can have a great discussion about it. A great discussion. Guys, I want you to continue to support the Independent Artist Festival. This year is going to be the 7th Independent Artist Festival in May. I definitely need the support. So if you want to support, you can do it at my Cash App at J Radio Show, or you can text me or message me or whatever you want to call it on Facebook. And that's James J Radio. And you can tell me how you want to help out, which is cool with me. Even if it's a quarter, it's okay. It's okay. All helps. And this is going to be a great event this year. Real quick, I want to say thank you to South Philly, to New York, to the Richmond, Virginia area. I want to say thank you to Houston, Little Rock, Arkansas. Bakersfield, California, that is. Santa Clara, California. My goodness, I hope I ain't leaving nobody out. Seattle, Chicago. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show. You guys have shown me some great love. Some of the emails and the way you guys reach out to me and tell me things about the show and how you feel about it, I really, truly appreciate it, because I definitely want to make sure that I am reaching those that need to be reached. I want you guys to go to J Radio Show or go to the Facebook page, Live in a Day with J. Facebook page, just click like. That's all I ask. Sometimes that's hard for people. They only want to click like, but it's okay. Click like and support the show. And maybe one day we'll get on one of the local stations here in Charlotte instead of other stations in other states picking up this show and playing it. Maybe we'll get on a show, one of the stations in Charlotte, when they realize that their level of consciousness need to be brought up also. It ain't all about booty shaking and fast and dope beats. It's about empowering people sometimes. And sometimes that empowering people needs to be coming from someone that they're used to hearing. So I say that should be me. So look, if you don't do anything else today, tell somebody you love them, because you never know. You might not get that chance the next day. So I tell you guys, I love you with the greatest love I know. That's the love of God, because he gives it to you every day. I want you guys to check the show out tomorrow. We're going to finish whatever it is we need to talk about. And we're going to continue to tackle everything that we need to tackle to make our community a better community. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the day with Jay. See you tomorrow. Peace. All right.